Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
Dump them, date me on the Jeff and Jen Show. We basically give you a form to tell somebody you're in the wrong relationship. I am more right for you. But first, we got a reminder.
We have got all the concert tickets you want. Garth Brooks at 8:20 this morning. Pink at 8:30 this morning.
Dump them, date me. It's our segment on the Jeff and Jen Show where we give you the chance to say to someone, the relationship you're currently in is wrong. I am right for you.
Let's say hello to Danielle, who has a decision to make. Hey, Danielle, welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show.
Hello.
All right, you are on a segment that we call Dump Them, Date Me.
There is somebody who believes that the relationship you're in is wrong for you, and they are right for you.
What?
So just so we can make sure we're talking to the right Danielle and everything, you've been exclusively dating a guy for, to the best we can tell, less than a month, right?
Yeah.
Are you calling him boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Somebody who listens to our show thinks that they are more suited to be your boyfriend than the guy you're currently dating.
What? Who?
Well, that's the thing. If you are open to hearing that, we'll let them talk to you for 1 minute and they'll pitch you on why they're better for you than the guy you're currently dating. Or if you're not open to it, we certainly respect your current relationship and then just off we go and we, you know, wipe our hands of it and that's that.
Okay, so I don't want to hear someone's pitch if I don't know that there's someone that I'm into. That doesn't really make sense. Like, I'm torn because
the only way we can reveal who it is if you allow them to pitch, because why would they put themselves out there without
explanation?
Yeah,
like they need time to explain themselves.
But I have a bigger question. So you are kind of intrigued, but you're dating someone exclusively, even though it's been only been a couple weeks. Like, are you not so in love with the guy you're currently dating that you want to just not know?
Yeah, of course I like the guy that I'm dating. What, you wouldn't want to know if someone was interested in you? Of course I'm intrigued.
The curiosity portion is tough.
Well, we needed to
see. All right, I'll hear the pitch.
Okay.
I'll hear it. That
yes.
Sounds fine.
Thank you,
Danielle. See who this is.
Thank you, and your curiosity.
We are going to put 1 minute on the clock right now and connect you with the person who wants to pitch you on why they are better for you than the person you're currently dating. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jen, are you ready?
I think so. Okay, pick him up.
All right. Sir, it's all yours. You've got 60 seconds to convince her to dump them and date you. Off you go.
Hey, Danielle, it's Nick. So I know that you're seeing someone right now, but if I had any idea that you were actually interested in him, I definitely would have moved faster. I thought you wanted us to take things slow, so I respected that, and I didn't, you know, want to rush into a relationship. But I just have to let you know that I think you're the one. You're the sweetest girl I've ever met, and we have such an amazing connection. We're perfect together. Love hanging out with you. You make me want to write poetry and sing songs. This has honestly never happened to me before, and just talking to you and seeing your smile is just the best part of my day. So if this guy really makes you happy, then, you know, I'll have to accept that and move on. But I just really needed to tell you this in case there was any chance for us to be together.
You got 10 seconds left. Anything you want to add, Nick?
I'm sorry to spring this on you like this, but I think I love you.
Oh, God.
Whoa.
Time.
Whoa. Wow.
All right.
He just dropped a you're the one.
He dropped an I love you. All right. Nick is back on hold. Danielle, Hello?
Yeah, hi. Wow, that was a lot. That was really sweet. I don't have to choose right now, right? Like, I can think about it for a little bit.
Well, it's your life.
Yeah, like, no, you don't have to, like, choose right now, but what are you feeling?
I don't know, lots of stuff. It was beautiful. Like, wow, that's
Did you
amazing.
Have any idea that Nick felt this way about you?
I mean, I thought he was interested, but I didn't realize he was this interested.
How do you and Nick know each other? How long have you known each other? He's in love with you.
Yeah, that's amazing. I don't know. I want to think about it. New data for the data bank.
A lot of data for the data bank. Okay. What are you going to...
Is there anything that makes you doubt your current relationship now that you've heard from Nick?
I don't know if I'm doubting it. I don't know. I have to think about it. That was a lot.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
But I can call Nick. I have his number. So I need to think about this.
Okay. All right. We're going to let you go, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Jen, I want to come back and I want to pick up Nick and I want to talk to Nick.
I mean, that was bold.
Yeah. All
you
right.
Drop the L bomb.
Okay. Let's. I actually disconnected him accidentally. So give us 2 minutes. We're going to get Nick back on the phone. We'll come back and I just want to pick his brain a little bit because that's a bold move right there. Dump them, date me with an unexpected L bomb. Boom! Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
The Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
Dump them, date me on the Jeff and Jen Show. We just gave Nick the chance to say to Danielle, you're in the wrong relationship. I am the one who's right for you. He did in the most epic way ever.
I just really needed to tell you this in case there was any chance for us to be together. I think I love you.
Nick.
Hey.
Wow.
In 60 seconds, you told her, you're the one and I love you.
I mean, I kind of had to, right? That's the point. I need to let her know how I felt, so...
What's the?
You know,
I have so many questions. What's the history between you and her? Have you guys dated before?
No, we've never dated. We've been friends for about a year now, and you know, just we're always kind of like each other's confidants and stuff. So I know what's going on in her life. She knows what's going on in mine. And honestly, like we've dated other people that were wrong for each other for us, and I think this guy is no different. He's not right for her, and he's. I think, I don't know, he doesn't treat her right, and I know that I think I'm ready to make the move. Obviously, I was, so I just
Nick,
had to...
In the beginning of your pitch, you asked her, you said something about how she wanted to take things slowly and wasn't ready for a relationship, so you guys obviously had that conversation before.
Yeah, I mean, we, you know, we talked, she was with someone, so, like, I had, you know, I told her a little bit that, you know, the guy, I insinuated that, you know, she, I would be better for her than that dude, and now it's the same thing over and over, and
so let me,
I don't know.
Let me guy translate for the women.
Okay.
Jen, here's what happened. He was planning his attack. He knew he was in love with her. He knew that what they had was magic. He's planning his attack. And she's ramping things up with, like, this other dude, but he doesn't think it's going as fast as it is. She might not even think it's going as fast as it is, but then this other dude pops in with the, hey, I think we should be exclusive, and she says, okay. And then Nick's over here like, what? Where'd that come from?
I see.
So that's exactly it.
Yes. And now Nick's got to get in there.
So Nick was moving too slowly, and the other guy... swooped in.
Or she didn't even see Nick moving at all.
I see.
He got the, Nick, correct me if I'm wrong, but you got the impression that she wasn't even into anything right now.
Right, yeah, or, you know, she doesn't want anything serious. So, all right, that's all totally right. Fine. You know, I've been in that case many times myself, and so now that I am ready, you know, I respected the fact that, you know, maybe she needed, you know, a little bit more time before actually settling down, and so,
all right.
You know, you do you, and whenever you're ready, I'm here for you, and somebody swooped in, and yeah, beat
all
me
right.
to it.
Nick, keep the radio on because we're going to help you out. I got an idea.
Okay.
So keep listening to the show, okay? Thank you, Nick, for bringing this to us.
No problem.
Let's provide some encouragement to Nick.
Okay.
If your opening line involved the words, I love you, and you made a long relationship out of it, 404-263-0941. Like, if the first hint of romance started with, I need you to know that I love you.
It's bold.
It's a bold move, but if we can find just one person that it works for, that's something that Nick can hang on to.
I love it. 404-263-0941.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
If you are just now coming into the Jeff and Jen Show, let's get you caught up real quick. And Nick wanted to tell Danielle that she should break up with her boyfriend of about 3 weeks and date him instead. Among other things, he said, I think you are the one for me and I love you. She was kind of lukewarm about it and went about her business. We're trying to get Nick some encouragement, looking for people whose relationship started with the words, I love you. We'll start with Joshua and Marietta. Hey, man.
Hey, I am so cringing. I did this in high school. I was playing the I'm the cool friend, and yes, I could be everything, but that's not the play here. He needs to have fun and banter with her and play hard to get and tease her more. He is totally playing the friend's avenue, and he's not going to get her that way. And the reason why her response was, oh, I got a lot to think about, is because she has to weigh either his friendship, or which is a lot, which means a lot, or just dating this guy. And she's going to crush this guy, her friend.
But the friendship's over, right? Like, once you...
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man. It's so hard to get that. Yeah, I mean, they'll still be friends, but it's going to be awkward now.
Did we take you right back to high school? Like, we feeling like your neck...
And they do sound younger, so I totally feel for him. But keep staying the good guy. I won the hot girl that was a cheerleader anyways.
Nice
work. We do win in the end. However, you got to learn some skills to just banter and play. And you, first of all, you got to be the leader. You're being the follower right now, and that's where I'm really cringing. Girls want a leader to lead them and challenge them and help them and help them grow to be the woman they are. This is not the time to do that, bro.
Thanks, Joshua. Emily in Doraville. Give Nick some encouragement.
Okay, Nick. So I have been engaged now for 2 years and in a relationship for 4, and he told me he loved me after one date. So, like, when he said it, I was kind of like, what? And, like, he said it as he was getting out of the car, and it kind of, like, just came out. I don't think it was, like, oh, my God, I love you so much. Let's, like, go get married. But after he got out of the car, I was like, did he just tell me he loves me? You know, and I was, like, totally freaked out at first. And then I asked him about it, like, probably, like, a day later. And I was like, the other day you were getting out of the car, and you said, like, the three words, like, the magic three words. And, he was like, yeah, I don't know. Like, it just came out and I don't know how I feel about it. And I was like, you know what? Screw it. I feel the same way. There is this definite energy.
After how many total hours did you spend together before you said that?
Probably like 48.
Wow.
Wow. That's twice as long before you do it, Kelly.
Whatever.
Sarah and Canton, the question we're asking is, tell us your success stories if you said I love you, like, within hours of your first date. Go ahead, Sarah.
Yeah, so we actually never dated. We worked together, and I knew that I liked his work ethic, and he was a good guy. And I was actually dating another guy. And within a couple hours of us being alone, it was like, I love you too. We eloped 2 weeks later, and we've been married for 12 years.
Wow.
Hold on. So you, what industry is this?
Back then, it was 2005, so we worked in a restaurant together. I was a bartender, and he was a server. And we worked all the shifts together, and we never dated, not once.
But you guys ended up, like, you were closing one night, everybody else went home.
He invited me over to his apartment to hang out, and we hung out, and his apartment was a mess, and I was cleaning it up, and one of his friends said, you know, you should marry this girl. He's like, I've already picked out her engagement ring, and I said, if this is a proposal, consider it a yes, just flirting with him. We hung out alone a couple hours after that, and then we eloped 2 weeks later, and then have been married for 12 years with 3 kids.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That, wow.
That's there, amazing. Yeah.
There are women right now who have been trying to find the one for 2 decades. They just want a guy to call back after the third date, right? And they hate her.
They're like going and applying at every restaurant and every bar. Please, please.
So what I heard from that, though, is the key to making a guy fall in love with you is to get to his house and clean it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll marry you. Oh, you're dusting that? I could get a ring. I'll be right back.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.